Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Happy to have you again here to be with us. And this is another day the Bible said the Lord has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God has made us and he has given us another day. It's another day that the Lord has made. And we should all rejoice and be glad in it, regardless of whatever the situation might be and whatever the things going on. You know, he's able. He's able. And we're so happy to have you today, regardless of whatever your circumstances is or whatever your trials and tribulations that you're going through today. Amen. Without him, amen, it would be chaos. It would be total chaos. You know, we don't, Bible says everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord, regardless of whatever it could be or might be. You know, if it was not on God, it'd be total chaos. And the world itself will be destroyed, because the God we're talking about, he owns the heavens and the earth. He owns the heaven and the earth. Like always, we're here first to pray for those that in need now, wherever they are, wherever you might be in the sound of my voice. And we're believing. The Bible says where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened on the earth. And he has all power in his hand. His hand. We're talking about God, the creator of all mankind. Of all mankind. And we want you to now, regardless of whatever you're going through, let's think about it for a moment. The things that you are dealing with, the situations that you are dealing with, and the problems that you are dealing with, and that's be assured that he hears us. And if he didn't hear us, amen, that means that God is on a strike, but he's not like man, so we can eliminate that thought. He's not like man, so he's not on the strike. He's not on the strike. He will never will be on the strike. Amen. So you can be assured, amen, that the God that we care and we love about, and I'm talking about, amen, he's always there and he's always on time. Now, as we send out a prayer, it might be somebody that you know right now, that is sick, that has conditions, and the world has given them up. The world has given them up. They're saying that nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. But, you know, this is the position of all God's people. We have faith and we have hope. And hope saying that there's something can be done. God has all power in his hand, and that's what the Bible says about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Other words, that regardless of what it looked like, amen, we believe God. We believe God. And regardless of what we're going through, we still believe God. We still believe in God. So don't give up. Faith creates hope. God creates hope. And this is why it's important that we serve a God that give us hope. He give us hope. And he let us know that it might look and people might have let you down. But one thing he wants you to understand, that he's with you always, even to the end of the world. Situation can go from you have seen situations, and we have seen situations about weather. We have seen situations about the economy. Amen. But life's going on. Life is going on because God is going on. Now, life as we know it here on this earth is going on. And long as he lives, the song always sings sometimes that, you know, I know God lives because of the sparrows, you know, the birds that fly. I know he lives, and I know there's a hope for tomorrow because of the wind blows and the, you know, and the seas are moving. So I know he lives, you know. So this is very important. It's very important why we always consider the God that created the heaven and earth. You might not like it, you might not understand him, but he still loves us. He still loves you. People don't care about the God. They're so wrapped up in what they know. They only know what they've been given information on. They have no other alternative. But we're here to give you another alternative. We're here to give you another position in life that, you know, is more to it. It's more to it than just what you see and what you hear. There's more to it. So I thank God today for you that are listening, you and you. So now we're going to pray. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we come to you in behalf of our listeners, wherever they are, wherever they may be seen or heard or hearing this broadcast, because you said faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And Lord, we thank you for God, so whatever situation is, because of the fact that you have said, amen, that you're going to prepare a place for us, and you're going to prepare a place for us. And when you come back, amen, you're going to receive us. And Lord, we thank you for that. And thank you for giving us hope through all the chaos, through all the trials and trouble and situations. God, you have given us hope. And I thank you for that. Amen. I thank you for our early rising this morning, our laying down last night. You know, I thank you for that. And all those that, amen, are able and have hope, amen, God, increase their hope. Amen. Through all situations, increase their hope. Amen. You are able to reach. You are able to guide men to help those that need. Look upon the widows this afternoon, Lord. Look upon the widows and offering. Look upon those that have sickness and disease and problems. And God, we ask you to look upon those, amen, and touch the hearts of many of those now. This we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. You are here again today with this afternoon, wherever you are, Blog Talk Radio, with Doctrine of Truth. And the Bible said that truth, amen, will set you free. Amen. Without truth, without knowing, amen, that there are an alternative to life, it will be total chaos. It will be total on the... You will be at the hands of, amen, of those that trying to manipulate you, guide you, and put you in a situation, amen, that you are not aware of. And Jesus said that one time before, amen, in the book of Matthews. In the book of Matthews, he was writing, the scribes recorded, and Jesus said in the last days, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Amen. Because many will come in my name. Amen. Say they are Christ. Deception is a very dangerous, amen, word. It's a word that we cannot master. Those of you have feel that they have mastered deception. They have mastered trickery. But notice about this word, amen. Be deceived, deception. Jesus said, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Now, Adam and Eve, in the beginning of time, Eve was deceived. Adam was deceived. And we're talking about the last days. We're talking about the book of Revelation, whereby that people, everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's going to heaven. Amen. Everybody is going to heaven. Regardless of whatever your religion is, you're going to heaven. But will you stay there? Because you got to go before the great white throne of judgment. You got to go before God himself. And because he is God and because he loves everyone, he's going to give you a righteous, amen, a righteous case is going to be built against you, and an unrighteous case is going to be built. Your life is being recorded wherever you are now, whatever you're doing, and the sound of my voice, your life is being recorded. And even this program might come up, amen, before you, because I'm giving you the truth. I'm telling you the truth, amen, that you got a problem with God, and God is letting you know because he's love. Love would always let you know that there's a problem. Love. Love would always let you know, amen, that, okay, we got a problem. Your problem is that God love you, but he doesn't love the things that you are doing. That's the problem. And when God created mankind, amen, he created mankind good. It was good and it was well good. And God did things, amen, he one day at a time. He created the heavens and the earth, amen, in one day. He also, amen, he created the stars and the moon, and he took that one day. So he's not trying to destroy man and give man a problem and, you know, put man in a situation whereby he cannot be saved. When he come before God, that trickery has been placed. And a lot of situations and things that started that caused him to be destroyed. No. God loved man and he cared for man. But there is an enemy of mankind. You don't hear too many people want to talk about it because they have been deceived. Some say they don't believe in gods. Some say they God going to live forever, but they not going to live forever. You know, whatever reason that they're living, amen, on, but will they die on that? That's the issue. Amen. Will you come before God? The things that you have learned and the things that you have said, amen, will you go? Will you go to heaven? Would you trust today? If you had to die today, and someone said, well, you know, will you meet your God and the God that you love? You think he'd be there for you? Well, that's a good question. Will he be there for you? And somebody have to tell you the truth. There's no real answer that men want to give because they don't want to face it. But think about Jesus and God, the real God and real Jesus, they will give you the truth. They love you, and there'll be nothing to be afraid about when you love God. There's no fear in God at all. There should not be any fear about knowing, amen, that he loves you and he cares for you. There should not be any fear. Amen. There should not be any fear or any things that come up against you. There should not be anything that anybody can say or do, because God loves you. Now, the deception is, here's the deception, the word deception. Adam and Eve, the only two human beings in this world, they came up against the man, number one enemy, fallen angels. They don't love man. They don't care about man. They want to see man destroyed. And so what was happening, it was a dialogue in the garden, and God gave them a specific information. And we notice in the third chapter of Genesis, in the third verse, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, if you shall eat, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Now, this is what the woman having a dialogue with the devil. She was having a dialogue with the devil, and this was happening. And the serpent said unto the woman, I want you to watch this very carefully. Now, I know this might be an old subject. We've been hearing this all our life, and you know, you Bible scholars and students out there, oh, I've been hearing this and hearing this and hearing this. Have you been in the place in where you've been offered a job, or you hired someone, you know, to fix your car, your house, your home, your dress, your suit? And the one thing you wanted prior, before any work to need to be done, you wanted to see a specific correction done. Let's see, in a car, you wanted your tires on first. And the man said, or either your clothes, and you wanted to make sure it hangs properly. Or you wanted some extension be added to. And the purpose of you going to this individual, amen, is that we find out that they are capable of doing the job. They're capable of doing the job. But one thing you did not realize, that they did not have, you kind of overlooked the fact that they don't serve the God that you serve. Amen. They don't serve the God you serve. And because of that fact, the situation was, because they did not serve the God that you serve, amen, you overlooked that because of the fact you wanted a job to be done. You wanted a job to be done. And because you wanted a job to be done, it was overlooked, not because of anything else, but because of the money. You were looking at the money. Are you looking at their skills? But one thing you did not realize, amen, that their God was leading them in a selfish direction. Their God had given them specific information from the birth, from birth. So now here you are, getting ready to put your product or your money, your contract in this person's hand, and without you even realizing it, there's a war going on between the enemy trying to create a chaos in your life. Just follow me for a minute. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So if the devil does not have, amen, you, he want to try to steal what you have, kill, and destroy your peace. So here's Eve. Now, God has given her the ability, the strength, and the power. There's no way that the fallen angel can just buffalo his way, push his way, you know, manhandle her. You know, just run over her and demand her, listen, do this, I want you to do this. No, he had to use a weapon stronger than strength, is deception. He'd take your mind and let you use your mind, your energy, and to violate God's laws and rules and regulations. So here we are. Here we are in the garden. Eve was hungry. Eve was there looking at the tree. She was preparing herself for her husband. And she told Eve, using the scripture, he said, Eve, God didn't mean that. He really didn't mean that. Let me interpret this scripture for you. I'm paraphrasing now. Let me interpret this scripture for you. I know the Bible just like everyone across anybody like this. My God say this, my Bible say this. When I die, amen, I'm going away and I'm not to worry about nothing. And when I die, I'm going to have a new place. I'm going to have 12 wives and 10 husbands. And, you know, I'm going to come back at all kind of different things. So I know who you are. You know, you hear all of this because of what? They're using the Bible. They're using the scriptures. They're using the same situation. So he put Eve in a Bible study. See, now, Eve, listen, Eve. Now, I read the Bible just like you. Now, watch this now. I read the Bible like you, and God did not really say this. What he really said is that the day you eat, you're going to have information like he has the information. Be nothing hid from you. God trying to hide something from you. You know, working on their intelligence, working on their curiosity, working on their feelings. And the woman, amen, her curiosity, and she was deceived, she was seduced. She was seduced and questioned, and might be someone being peer pressure. Well, if you're a Christian like you say you are, you know, the devil has used that already. If you're a Christian like you say you are, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? So Eve did eat of the tree. Make a long story short, she ate of the tree. The devil did not shoot her, cut her, throw rocks at her, call all kind of racial names. He just smoothly talked his way by using the Bible and using what was already there, manipulating what was already said, and got her in the big picture, the final picture. He got her to do what God told her not to do. And that's what deception is. Deception is, regardless of, at the end of the day, did you do what God say not do? And that's what deception is. Doing what you might, it doesn't matter what was said, how it was said, how many people told you this, that, and the other. At the bottom, at the end of the day, you'd God say no. And that's what Adam did. Adam and Eve. They took it to Adam. And Adam ate. He closed his eyes. That was his wife. Amen. He knew she had done wrong. Amen. I don't know if he was tired of being remarried again or what the situation is. I don't know that. But anyway, the man decided that, you know, that's his wife. So he ate of the tree. Ate of the tree. And many biblical stories talk about how the woman, amen, works, and the enemy used the woman, amen, especially when she does not have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Notice this, deception. The Bible says deception through Jesus. Jesus said in the last day, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Amen. Amen. Many will come saying that I am Christ. Many are saying that they are the Messiah. Many said, I don't believe in a Messiah. I don't believe there's a Messiah. But God is saying, I got a recorded book on you. Atheist, I got a recorded book on you. Buddha, I got a recorded book on you. Muhammad, Hindus, amen, I got a recorded book on you. Jehovah's Witnesses, Holiness, Catholics, God say you got a recorded book on you. Hare Krishna, God got a recorded book on you. Whoever you are, wherever you claim to be, Amen. The book of Revelation says in 20 and 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. We all going to stand before God. Be not deceived. You will stand before God. You're going to stand before God. If you don't have Jesus Christ, if you do not have Jesus Christ, you're going to stand before God. And the books was open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which was written in the books, according to their works. You're working something. What are you working? What are you working for? What are you doing? You're building something. You're building a life. Is it falling apart? Are you sure when you lay down at night and you can have peace in your heart, can you really sleep? Is your conscience worrying you about your life, about your past, about things that have happened, things you have done? Amen. God is writing a book. God is writing a book. And you're making the book yourself. You're making the book yourself. That's why it's important. That's why many more like me are saying, telling you the truth. Amen. There is an alternative. There's an alternative. You don't have to take your life, give your life. Amen. Do anything. You have to do it. Give it to Jesus Christ. And keep on living. Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow. Amen. Got things lined up. Live for today. Try to get something out of the day. The day is going down. The sun is going down. But get something out of the day. Get something out of the day. It's very important for anyone to know, and we should pass it on, amen, that God loves his people. Love gives you a chance to make adjustments. And you say, oh, that's very harsh. Don't judge people, and you shouldn't do that, and this, that, and the other. This is important. If someone loves you, they will let you know, listen, I'm sorry, but, you know, you offended me. You offended me. You offended me, and next thing you know, I say, oh, I'm sorry. If you love that person, then you know, yourself begin to say, okay, I'm sorry, and I know that I didn't mean to offend you. Okay, so that's okay. I just want you to know you offended me. So God is letting you know through his people and through those that are coming that you have offended him by the way you live. You offended him by the way you live and by the things you have done and the things that you are doing. You might not even know. And sometimes people didn't know. People just don't know. Paul, one of the greatest apostles in the Bible. Amen. He was a Pharisee, and he was doing everything he could to support his religion, and he was supporting and doing everything he could to promote, amen, being a Pharisee and God's doctrines and, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he had went so far and started prosecuting people and put them in jail, put them in prison because of the fact that he knew he was right. He put his life on the line. But he forgot about one thing, and I think, and I know, because of the fact that we are on the air, many more, trying to spread the word, that God, amen, is watching, he's recording, and not only that, he's alive to stand for his people, to stand for his people. God will stand for his people, and he will care, and he will protect you and guide you and lead you. So that's this some of this, the reasoning, amen. Some feel that God is not capable, but he is capable. He is love. Love is more powerful than anything you can imagine. But we have to give ourselves to him. Give ourselves to him. Now, there's a hidden secret in becoming a Christian. There are hidden secrets. And if you've never been in a house, if you've never been, amen, on a boat or in an airplane, there's some things that you never will imagine that you would understand just because you're looking on the ground, looking up. amen, riding the airplane, or riding in the ship, or riding in a boat, amen, it was one thing to be in the boat, be in the ship, or in the airplane, and it's a whole different atmosphere, amen, in the boat, you know, it rocks, it moves in a ship, you hardly ever can feel, amen, the movement is in the water, amen, an airplane is a nice, quiet, whistling sound, quiet sound, amen, you can hardly tell you're moving until you maybe encounter some turbulence, amen, so there's something that being a Christian, the book of Ephesians says that, and Paul was saying, grace be unto, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according to, as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to him, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. You know, that is something that you, when you really give yourself to Christ, say, Lord, come in my heart, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I deny all presence of any evil that I have done. I deny all contact. I deny all friendly, unfriendly relationships, amen, against you. God, I accept you, and I want you to be a part and in my life and to be a part of my life. And I believe it, and I accept it now. And when you say that from your mouth, a true confession, and you do all you can to find like a King James Bible or Bible, the American Standard, the Amplified Bible, the New International Version, amen, and read it and fellowship with those that say they are Christian, and you have to examine that and find someone that you know that they believe in life after death. They believe in that. They believe in life. They believe in resurrection. They believe in resurrection and life after death. They believe in eternal life. Amen. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. God's Son. And that's where you have to narrow it down. And once you find that person or that fellowship, and those people, and you find them and they begin to talk with you and share with you, there will be some downside. There will be some problems, because, you know, we're striving. Amen. People are striving. We're all striving to be with God and to be for God. So decide that, well, this person is perfect. I got so many problems, and I can't do this and I can't do that. No, don't do that. Take one day at a time. Take one step at a time. And as a Christian, you yourself have been forgiven. Now, you say, well, why is this so? You know, they talk about forgiveness of sins and, you know, and the life after death. Why is, you know, we need to know that. First, you need to know that to become a Christian. You need to know that God loves you and he forgiven you of your sins. And you can put that behind you. You won't have to be questioned anymore to that fact. Now, Adam and Eve was deceived. The same thing apply. If you don't really get enough information, find the scriptures in the Bible, Romans 10, 9 and 10, John 3:16, 1 John 1 and 9, and, you know, Acts 2:38, amen, in Acts 1 and 8, find the scriptures in the Bible, and read the Bible, read the letters of the Bible, and get the confidence in yourself, and get in the right environment with the right people. Then, when people of other faith, of other religions say they do not believe in Jesus Christ, they're going to come. And they're going to have their word, they're going to have their alphabets lined up, and they're going to have their God made from wood, they're going to have their God made from the sea, they're going to have some God that nobody have no history of. You have a history with this God. You have a history with Jesus Christ. Jesus came from God, the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. You have a history. You can trace, amen, the background. And you can find where Jesus Christ came from. Amen. You can find where the origin of his life. Amen. You can find it. Now, the situation is with those that have not accepted God, and they say they have not heard the word, they're atheists and they don't care, and there are some that have other gods of wood, stone, and of the sea, and of the air and the stars. But notice what Romans 1:20 says. Amen. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it unto them. God has shown it unto them. Amen. God has revealed himself unto the unrighteous. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Watch it now. The world, the creations of the world, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even this eternal power, the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but because became vain in their imagination, and in their foolish hearts was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-feet beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Amen. We have to understand that God loved his creation. God loved care. Amen. But because of contamination came into this world, because of trials and tribulation that happened, men fight against men. Amen. They are not destroying themselves. They're not destroying themselves because of color, language, nationality, origin, amen. They are destroying themselves because mankind has a fallen angel who is plotting, and he's instigating, he's directing daily, amen, have man destroy his own self. Yes, he have. Every day, every moment, every hour. Amen. It's not you. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm sorry. It's not the doctrine of truth. Amen. It's not my program. And I'm sorry. It is not the program before me or after me. Amen. But it is, amen, principalities. Amen. The book of Ephesians says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. We wrestling not against flesh and blood. I do not hate anyone. I have no desire to destroy anyone, to say anything against anyone, to hurt them, but just to encourage them to be a part of, be a Christian, to follow Christ. And doing that, they have a peace of mind, and they begin to solve a problem. Don't you know, God come that we might have life? Don't you know that He comes that we might have life? Through all the chaos, through all the things of the world, He owns the whole world. He can send people, amen, from North Pole to the South Pole, from South Pole to the North Pole, to help. Today, the world is almost like one small community. You can get on the internet, you can write letters, telephone calls, and you can reach people. And many people have a desire to help others. Their God has blessed them to help others. There are people right now can be able to promote this program, put us in a worldwide atmosphere on the internet, more ratings than this. You know, God can reach out. He owns the whole world. You know, there was a time where I met some people in the Caribbean and over there, some wonderful people, and we built the church here in the United States. And during the time of that building, I become run short of carpenters and run short of monies and finances. And a friend of mine came over and said, you know what, I'm coming over and I'm going to work with you until we get this problem solved. You know, you just buy the material and I do all the labor. And, you know, I learned more and more about God, more and more about Him, and through Jesus Christ, amen, He meets your needs. If we just limit Him, if I just limit Him to our country, to our state, amen, I'll be limited. But God has people with talent, experience, finance, amen, capable of helping you wherever you are, wherever you are, amen. But if the enemy sees so, there are many people now, and hearing our voice, amen. God has heard the voice. You have prayed. We have prayed together. We agreed together according to His word. And someone is reaching out now. They're going to write a letter. They say, I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to call this person. I'm going to call you. And by and by, things that happen, things that come up, and they say, well, oh, I forgot. Last month, I was determined to write my friend or write this person. And by and by, and slowly they finally struggled and they got the letter out. And they thought it was because of the fact that opportunities kept coming up. It was very needful for the things that happened. You know, if your car needed a tire, amen, but you was going to buy something for somebody else, but you know you needed a tire. Say, okay, I'm going to buy the tire, and I save the money. I'm going to do this. Or you were going to put some of the donation and send some charitable over here. But those are the tricks and the ways of the enemy. Yes, they are important things, but what about the one that God put on your mind and say, I want you to do this now? And you ever, you know, I heard the description about concerning, amen, we have to be careful about our mind. But the enemy have many ways and tricks that come against you. If you ever go to the circus, if you go down to the circus, and when you get down to the circus, amen, if you go through the area where you got all the birds and the monkeys and, you know, the little butterflies, and if you sit there and watch, they jump from one cage to another cage, or they just fly around 1 second to another second. And it could be the same thing with your mind. You have to take control of your mind. Don't let the enemy give you thoughts. Don't let him place controls and situation in your mind. Don't let him do that. Don't let him instigate to you, manipulate you, and you won't even know it until you understand that that God impressed on you, or you know what's right. You get in your car, and you know it's right to close the door. You go in your house, you close the door behind you. You meet someone, you make a purchase, you know it's right to give the money. And common sense says, okay, you're doing to others, you haven't done to you. But when impulses and other decisions jumps up, say, oh, you don't have to close your door. Don't worry about it. Let's drive down the road with your door open. That's not safe. And you say, well, yeah, I'm free. I can do what I want to do. But you can cause an accident. Or if you go somewhere and get somebody a product, you have to pay them. If not, you know, you're stealing from them or you're robbing them. Amen. So you have to be careful. When God impressed upon you, you say, I want you to what? Work a righteous work. I want you to love everybody. I want you to care for others. And because you're a Christian and because I have given you inside information, and God, not only he give you his word, but through his spirit, he give you dreams and vision. Those are the inner benefits of being a Christian. God promised his spirit in you, according to Acts chapter 2. Amen. In Acts, amen, 2:38, amen. His promise, amen, is that you can be removed, your sins can be removed, amen, your thoughts, you can be forgiven of what you have done. And at the same time, he give you the power. He give you information. He give you vision and dreams. Empowers your life, amen, to be a successful person. Be a success. You don't have to worry about luck anymore. You don't have to be thinking, amen, about some kind of law of being lucky, the lottery. Amen. The law, whatever you sow and you're reaping in the world. But no, God can direct your life whereby you're not lucky anymore. Amen. All of us had that situation. If we come to Christ once a month, we're looking for something to fall out of the sky, something to happen. Things, you know, if you walk around and say, oh, things are going too good. Oh, things are going too well. I know something going to happen. No, that's negative talk. God is not the God or author of negativity. He's positive. And it's positive, he's going to prepare a place for you. The book of Revelation said that I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. There was no more sea. God himself, amen, he comes. God himself, he taking care of us. And be a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Amen. So it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away. Amen. God going to take care of this place. It's not going to be what you see is now. It's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. John said he saw a holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, a door for her husband. He said, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. What you see here now is not going to be in the future. Amen. God is preparing. Amen. He's preparing a better place for us. He began to pray, God said he's going to wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. That's what's happening. That's the way God is. He's preparing. Amen. He's doing two works. Amen. Jesus here is fishing and catching all he can. He's saying, whosoever will, let him come. He's throwing his net out. The church is throwing their net out and say, whosoever will, come on. Whoever you are, come on. Throwing the net. The net is going out. Whoever the net catch, they pull it in. Amen. God's going to pull in everything, the great white throne of grace. He's going to pull in. He's going to pull in the net. And everybody going to come. He's pulling in everybody. The good, the saved, the bad. Amen. All the different gods. He's going to pull them all up before him. And the angel going to stand there and say, this one is good. This one is bad. They're going to pitch them all out. All these wooden gods. They're going to pitch them out. All the gods of the stars. They're going to pitch them out. All the gods of the end of the earth. They're going to pitch them out. All the gods under the earth. They're going to pitch them out. God himself going to wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There'll be no more death. Neither sorrow. Amen. I pray for you today, my friend. Amen. All of us going to be in the net. All of us going to be in the net. But I pray that God himself, he with his son Jesus, going to be there to say, well, that one is mine. That one is mine. That one is mine. And say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. See, that one is mine. That one is mine. So we're all going to be in the net. We're all going to be in the net. We're all going to be put into the great white throne of judgment. And today we're praying, amen, that when you come before Jesus and love God, all the fear is going to be gone because he love you now. He care for you now. And because he care for you now, you're going to feel that love and you'll be so glad to be in heaven. No more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness. You know, because Jesus is love. Yes, we know we have problems. The world has problems. But God is trying to get the best. He's looking to get the best. He's waiting on his investment. He's invested, and he's one of the best businessmen. Amen. He wants his investment to grow. And he knows when everything is right. You know, everything is ready. He knows when the time and the market is high. Amen. He knows. Amen. He knows when the time to come. And so we ourselves just have to be ready. We just have to be prepared to come, and the best thing to be prepared is with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. We'd like to hear from you. Amen. Those of you that like to write, those of you listening, amen, by radio. Those of you that would like to be a part, amen, of the Facebook, and you can hear, go to Facebook, www.facebook.com, Jesus Christ International Ministries. You can join us, be on facebook.com/ Jesus Christ International Ministries. Or you can subscribe, youtube.com/ user, JCI Ministries, youtube.com/ user JCI Ministries. Oh, I'd like to hear from you, your criticism, your comments. Amen. We're all in the net. I mean, we might not want to be there, and we're hoping and praying you have the mark of Christ on you, you know, Jesus. But if not, you can write JCI Ministries, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. P.O. Box 25888, Tamarack, T-A-M-A-R-A-C, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. If you want to go to our website, you go to www.jciministries.org. jciministries.org. O-R-G. Amen. Visit our website. And if you'd like to send us an email, be seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. You'd like to email seniorbishop@jciministries.org. Amen. We thank God for you today. Amen. Tonight, wherever you might be. Amen. Tell someone, amen, about doctrine of truth. We look to give you the truth on a grassroots level, amen, so that you yourself can share, amen, with others. Because we're about life. We're about life, and we're about letting people know that Jesus loved them and Jesus care. And if you have a testimony and anytime you want to call in when we are on the air, you're available. But tell others, amen, come to our site, Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, and let them listen. Amen. Sometimes you might not be able to say anything to help your friend or relatives, but someone else can. Amen. And above all, my friend, amen, live one day at a time. Amen. All of us, amen, have problems, but your problem does not define who you are. Amen. All of us have problems. The greatest, God created the heaven and earth, and his greatest creation, amen, had situations, had conditions, amen, and they find themselves, God had to send his son. God had to send his son and prepare a better place for mankind. God creation now. God loved his people. But because of the fact we fell into some problems and situations and we found ourselves, because of one man, one mistake, one bad decision cost the whole world. Every seed died. Every seed got the death penalty because of one man. Look at all this chaos, Adam and his family. All the seed died. Everybody today has a death penalty. Whoever you are, you was born, all of us got a spiritual record, a death penalty. Whoever you are, doesn't matter. That's why death come to everybody. They come to everybody. Death come. But without Christ, there's always pain and a sting and a worration. Amen, and fear, because there's no Christ, there's no God in it, you see, when the death angel shows up.